Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles B. Blazer, Managing Editor, and my guest today is Professor Hillel Frisch, a senior researcher at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies and an expert on Palestinian politics and military strategy. And the topic? More violence erupted this weekend along the Gaza Strip border, perhaps most notably Hamas having targeted an Israeli military vehicle using an explosive-laden drone. This came a day after numerous rockets were fired toward Israel, to which the IDF responded by striking numerous Hamas assets during a 48-hour period. Professor Frisch, do you view the latest flare-ups as an escalation, or rather a continuation of the low-intensity conflict that has persisted between the sides for about a year and a half now?
I think that this is a continuation, and I'll just explain to you why. Basically, there are three major actors who have different agendas for Gaza. Iran wants to have hot war on the southern flank to deflect any kind of focus on the Iranian issue, be it the nuclear or the terrorist or the buildup in Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq. Israel, under Netanyahu, is adamant about keeping peace on the southern front with Gaza in order to focus on Iran, with the knowledge that if the sanctions would work against Iran, then you would have Hezbollah and Hamas cut down to size to a small terrorist group like the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, which would be no problem. And then you have Hamas. Now, Hamas has a different calculus either from the Iranians or from the Israelis. What they want to do is use intermittent violence to extort from Israel all kinds of things that would benefit both their organization, enhance their capabilities, as well as, to some extent, enhance the welfare of the Gazan population. So Israel wants to keep the lid on the southern front, and so would the Egyptians and most of the Arab states, because they want the focus on Iran. If they want war on the part of Israel, they want it on the northern front, against Hezbollah and against Iran. This is the big game in Gaza.
Do you think that Hamas, though, is pushing the limits too far, given the fact, for example, that Israel has allowed tens of millions of dollars in Qatari cash to be transferred into the enclave, as well as the fact that there are ongoing intense mediation efforts by the Egyptians, by the Qataris, and the United Nations?
And they want further benefits. For instance, one major benefit that they want is that they want Israel to provide another electric line, because electric consumption is growing in Gaza, which defies all this talk about humanitarian crisis, because basically electric demand is a proxy for improved economic welfare. They want Israel to subsidize an additional line. It's called A20, because they know that the Israelis end up subsidizing the electricity used by their enemy. And they want to extend even farther the fishing rights, and that's in order to smuggle in more weapons and know-how from Iran so that they can enhance their capabilities. So they have a long list of demands. Of course, Israel's highly reluctant to give in to this, but it has been giving in to it. And Hamas, especially the Jihad Islami, which is working for the Iranians, try extorting more and more from Israel. And things could get out of hand if a number of civilians will be killed. Netanyahu, who's a master geostrategist, will have to bend to public will and escalate in the south. But this is something, as I said, that Gaza doesn't want. It wants intermittent violence, and it wants to stave off another round of conflict like 2014.
So then finally, taking into account all of these conflicting interests, is it naive to believe that any type of long-term ceasefire could be reached at this juncture?
First of all, Israel is coming into elections, but I would say Netanyahu has given into Hamas extortion from that geostrategic perspective that you have to keep the focus and the heat on Iran, because that's Israel's basic problem. I think all the more so will the opposition, if it gets into power, will play the same game. So it's a winning strategy for Hamas, and I don't see an end to this kind of intermittent violence and receiving goodies. It's going to continue because Israel has a much more fundamental problem with the Iranians.
Professor Hillel Frisch, a senior researcher at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies, thank you very much for being with the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblazer.